You're listening to SBS News.
Ghana has become the first country to receive a COVID-19 vaccine through the World Health Organization's COVAX sharing initiative. The scheme aims to reduce the gap between rich and poor countries who cannot purchase doses. 600,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have arrived in Accra from India. UNICEF's Ghana representative, Anna Claire Dufay, describes the delivery as an historic moment.
Today we are at the Kotoka International Airport in Accra, in Ghana, and this is really a historic moment. Today we are very happy to receive the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines through the COVAX facility.
Meanwhile, in Germany, authorities have approved the use of rapid home testing kits for COVID-19. The kits are already being used in neighbouring countries such as Austria. German Health Minister Jens Spahn says getting the rate of infection to zero is unrealistic, but increased testing would return a sense of normality.
We now have significantly more tests available, rapid tests, as well as the firstly newly approved home tests as of today, significantly more than were available 2 or 3 months ago. And that gives us a chance to use them now in this pandemic, in this phase, to gain security. The coronavirus doesn't just give up, but day by day, we have more resources, more ways to deal with it, and regain some normalcy. And testing makes an important contribution to that.
In the United States, while daily COVID-19 cases continue to decline, the country's Food and Drug Administration is set to approve the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Regulators say the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. It comes as the Biden administration distributes 25 million face masks to disadvantaged Americans. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the efforts aim to restore equity to the government's pandemic response.
We will deliver more than 25 million masks across the country. These masks will be available at more than 1,300 community health centers and at 60,000 food pantries nationwide. These masks will be available at no cost. They'll be well-fitting cloth masks available in children's and adult sizes, and they can be washed for reuse.
At the White House, President Joe Biden met with a bipartisan group of politicians to address critical health supply chain issues. And in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced the opening of 2 mass vaccination sites in suffering communities. He says the sites in Queens and Brooklyn will help communities hit hardest by the pandemic.
So now when it comes to the vaccine, my point is correct the injustice that you created during COVID, where you had more blacks die, more Hispanics die, higher positivity rate, less testing. Make sure we get the vaccine to these communities. And that's what we're doing here today.
The United Kingdom is committing $1.2 billion to state schools before students return to class on the 8th of March. Education Secretary Gavin Williamson says the stimulus will help students recover learning opportunities that were lost during lockdown.
Because young people just cannot afford to wait, we're putting in place a range of immediate measures for schools to start now to recover lost learning. Today, we're announcing the introduction of a new one-off £302 million recovery premium for state primary and secondary schools. Finally, £200 million will be available for secondary schools to deliver face-to-face summer schools.
Argentinians over the age of 80 have started receiving AstraZeneca vaccines amid anger over public officials receiving them before everyone else. It had earlier been revealed that a journalist and politicians close to President Alberto Fernandez had received the Russian vaccine Sputnik V. 84-year-old Magdalena Rizzo made her disdain for the officials clear.
Indignante, unos maleducados terribles.
It's outrageous, terribly bad-mannered people. They think we are stupid and are mocking us. Can you believe it? They posed for cameras and had their pictures being inoculated while laughing at us. It's unbearable.
The Pan American Health Organization has warned the region remains the epicenter of the pandemic. Even as worldwide numbers of people becoming infected with COVID-19 are coming down, Dr. Carissa Etienne warned not enough is being done on a global scope to combat the virus in the Americas.
Increasing access to COVID-19 vaccines in the Americas should be a top global priority. Some 28 countries and territories have started delivering COVID vaccinations in our region. But this is not enough, and it is not acceptable. The life-saving power of vaccines should not be a privilege for the few, but a right for all.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tysock Hughesy, SBS News.